If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
House is it? Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, unfortunately, Gary Darby's not with us tonight, so you've got the Chuck and Yancey Comedy Hour on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little bit noise background here, Chucky, but... good to be here. Good to see you. Missing Darby. You know, watching this World Series this past
weekend, we're getting here. A little feedback and now nothing. Hey, all right.
Yeah, a little Tweedledee.
All right, let's start all over. Welcome to the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. After a couple of minutes of little technical difficulties, no big deal. Gary Darby's not with us tonight, so you've got the Chuck and Yancey Comedy Hour. Yancey, how's it going, brother?
Man, it's good. Good. Really good. Enjoyed spending some time watching my girl dance there in Branson, Missouri, and back in town. And now I got to make up a week of work that I missed, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's, what, 3 or 4 hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm anticipating. Not a whole lot going on in Rebelville except baseball transfer portal, softball transfer portal. You know, the football team's all reported now and about to start second semester of summer school. So far, no academic casualties that we know of.
And, which is big.
And no defections. So everything seems to be going pretty well.
Yeah, I think, you know, the only weird thing that I saw is the softball program, right? They had the, you know, made it the World Series, finished top eight, and they've had, you know, three of the arguably their top three returning players transfer out. It's kind of very odd on that front. On the baseball, I mean, they are getting after it. They've really improved themselves. Got another commitment today from a pitcher from St. Louis, another starter, their Friday night starter. They've got four pitchers now, three from the left-hand side, which is big because Ole Miss has been missing that, I think. Having some balance between left and right-handed pitchers and picked up a big slugger. And I really like where this class is headed for the baseball program.
So let's get the $64,000 question out of the way. What's your opinion on Hunter Elliott possibly coming back?
You know, everything that I continue to hear is, you know, this is pre-draft, right? And it depends on where it's going back. But I think there's really – some optimism, cautiously optimistic, as they say, that Hunter's going to return.
All right. Opening of this show is brought to you by First South Farm Credit. With over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, we're ready to guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Give them a call at 601-898-8540. Now, Five Things with Yancey Porter, brought to you by our friends at Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham, who currently operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Memphis and in Tennessee.
Yeah, the first thought of the day. After watching Coastal Carolina's offense having to get three hits to score a run each inning against LSU in the World Series, it reassured me that Bianco and Mike Clement are using the right offensive philosophy. It's just too hard to connect three times to score a run against today's elite pitchers. Thought number two, Ole Miss hosted a regional this season. Now they have to take the next step next season, which is hosting a super regional, something they haven't done since 2008. Thought number three, if Hunter Elliott does come back, which all indications right now, again, cautiously optimistic he will, along with the additions of the four portal pitchers that have signed, I really believe this pitching staff next season has a chance to get back to that championship level. Now they have to go find a big-time shortstop. Thought number four, we need the atmosphere at the Ole Miss baseball games that we had for the regionals during the regular season for next season. We have to get the students showing back up for the weekend series. The policies need to change back to being more student-friendly to get them back involved in the games. And the last thought of the day, congrats to the Ole Miss fans for selling out the football season tickets. This past year was one of the best athletic years in Ole Miss history, and the fans have been a huge part of it. Cheers and hotty toddy.
All right. Good stuff. I too think the fans have done a great job supporting the programs at Ole Miss. And Rhino, where are we? Okay. We'll be right back after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors on the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physician for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
All right, welcome back to the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Chuck and Yancey tonight. Gary Darby's off fooling around somewhere. We don't even know. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement with nearly two decades of expertise in helping retirees invest, distribute, and protect their savings. The Farese Group would love for you to give them a call at 601-607-4147 to set up your free consultation for your retirement playbook. Yancey, what are you looking for? You said in your five things they need a big time shortstop.
Yeah.
Have you lost faith in Owen Pano? Or?
No, I haven't. But you know, you just can't count on someone that hasn't done it yet, right? I hope Pano is all everything like he was coming out of high school, and that's not a need for next season. But I would hate to go into next season with him as your only option. And Randall can play shortstop as well, but I think Randall's natural position is second base. I thought that Pano played better when he was at second base. He looked calmer, more natural there at second base than he did at shortstop. Obviously, you got Judd Utibart that he played better at second base than he did at third base. But he's so versatile. He's a utility guy where he can play anywhere, third base, second base, right field, left field. You know, he can play all over the field. So there's some options there if Pano has difficulties next year, mainly with Randall. But, you know, they need that big-time stud shortstop. They've had it every year under Bianco until Cooper Pratt decided to go pro and Gonzo was gone to the MLB, and they just haven't been able to fill that spot.
Yeah. You think Pano could be a potential candidate for third base?
I do. I would like to see him there. Like I said, he looked more fluid and more natural at second base than he did shortstop to me. Maybe it was just the pressure not playing shortstop. I don't know. I think he would make a heck of a right fielder as well. But, you know, he's got to decide what's best for his future.
What was your opinion on Campbell Smithwick getting in the portal and also Ryan Rodriguez? I thought Ryan showed glimpses of having potential to be okay this past year.
He had a good little role, right?
Yeah.
But his role might not have been big enough for him, right? So, you know, instead of getting 20, 22 innings for a season, and I'm not sure he even got that, maybe he wants 35, 40 innings, right? Get a nice middle reliever type role where you're pitching two or three innings a couple times a week. And I'm not sure he's that for the SEC, but I thought he was a perfect, you know, guy that came in and got left-handers out in the SEC. So, you know, the players have to decide what's best for them. It's just like Campbell Smithwick. I think his future lies at right field, left field, preferably I think right field because he has such a good arm. I think he has trouble receiving the ball. But maybe, you know, he wants to just, it's kind of like, you know, John Rhys Plumlee. Maybe he just wants to play the position he wants to play, whether that's his best position or not.
Well, and who's to say he can't improve? I mean,
I mean, I've seen play since his sophomore year at Oxford High. I mean, he's a great hitter. And I know Ole Miss is terribly disappointed. They would have loved to have him back. But, yeah, Foley coming back, and then you have Reuter that didn't really get much playing time there at catcher that transferred in from BYU. And you got a stud freshman coming in that is really polished and ahead of the curve defensively. And, you know, Smithwick probably said, hey, I think I've got a better opportunity, you know, to go somewhere else to get more playing time at catcher. I think he would have been an everyday player at Ole Miss if he would have come back. I'm not sure it would have been catcher. I think he could have, you know, been backed up Foley and gotten an opportunity to play backup catcher and then kind of, Calvin Harris, right? Remember how he kind of flipped back and forth his sophomore and freshman years? I think he would have had a versatile role like that, but I don't think he was going to be the catcher that he probably wants to be next year. He's from North Carolina. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he went back home and went to school like Coastal Carolina. That comes from no inside knowledge, but I would keep an eye from some schools around in that North Carolina region.
Did you get a chance to watch the championship series?
I did. And the big thing that jumped out to me again was the offense for Coastal, right? When you're facing the upper echelon pitching, what you're going to get in the SEC and these, you know, when you get down to the end of the World Series, it's too hard to get three hits to score a run. I mean, how many times did we see Coastal Carolina? I counted four in the first game alone that they got two hits in an inning, and they didn't get a run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I understand the Ole Miss fans, like, man, we strike out too much. This gorilla ball stayed it. You know, you look at Murray, they put all that pressure on you. But look, when you're playing some shaky defense or you got a staff that's walking you a lot, putting pressure's great, right? You can score some runs against those teams. But when you're playing the elite teams that have great defenses and great pitching staffs, I don't think in today's environment getting those teams that put pressure on you, unquote, unquote, that don't really have a lot of power, I don't think it's going to win championships. I really don't. I think Ole Miss is using the right philosophy to go for the big bangers. And, yes, you're going to have high strikeout ratio. And I know it's frustrating seeing that at times. But look at what the offense did at Ole Miss this year. Me and another guy were talking about it over the weekend, and like, man, we're going to look back in 10 years and go, wow, that was a special offense Ole Miss had this past season. I'm talking about up and down that lineup. Those guys could really hit and knock it out of the park. Yes, they probably led the league in strikeouts or was close to it with Georgia, which Georgia, by the way, is another team that plays that quote-unquote gorilla ball. But the way that the pitchers have got so much better in today's climate and era, it's too hard to get multiple hits in an inning to score a run.
I tell you, if you weren't impressed by Cade Anderson, mm-hmm. the Friday night guy for LSU, yeah. then I don't know what's going to impress you.
Yeah.
What a game he threw the other night.
All speed pitches.
Yeah.
Just mixed the speeds so well.
His sliders were deadly.
Yeah.
Working away from left-handers and
working away
and back toward right-handers, and he just had them eating out of his hand.
And looking at that, and a lot of people could say the same thing about Hunter Elliott. Ole Miss was really, really close to being there. I mean, to me, when I look back at the season again, they were lacking one more consistent pitcher, right? Starting pitcher. LSU had two. Ole Miss in 2022 had, you know, DeLucia and Elliott. It wasn't that Riley Maddox or Nichols weren't any good. They were sometimes spectacular, but they just weren't consistent. And that's what they lacked. You know, if you would have had, we could all go back and say if Hunter would have started game one against Murray State, my heart of hearts, I think for sure they win that game. They win the series anyway. But if they would have had a consistent, right, Riley Maddox got that first start. I'm not sure he made it out of the second inning, gave up six or seven runs, and it just put them back the whole tournament. They just need that consistent second starter. And I love, I mean, this Grant Richardson kid from Grand Canyon they picked up. And
he's a freak.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's sitting at 98, 99.
Yeah, he's like Liam Doyle.
If he's going to be and the guy, Martz Ciplo from San Diego State, the one word that described to me to him is dog. This doesn't come from Ole Miss people. This
right.
comes from national people in the game that have played with them and coached against them. And they said those two guys right there, if Ole Miss can get them on campus and they don't go in the draft, the Rebels have nothing to worry about next season.
Well, I thought Maddox and Nichols would have been better as middle relievers.
Yeah.
Or close.
I mean, Nichols, that was his role his whole career, right? And
yep.
we missed him out of that bullpen when really Mason Morris kind of started wearing down at the end of the season.
All right, we'll be right back with another segment of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rodeo Hotline after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors. Hang tight.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Grand Canyon, is that the...
They keep trying to tell me.
Hey, welcome back. Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Text messages presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com, or phone them at 662-371-1000. And the Rebel Injury Report from Oxford Orthopedics and Sport Medicine, OxfordOrtho.com, or phone them at 662-232-0001. Text message, the best one we got, I said, I have to give props to Yancey. He was 207 pounds dripping wet yesterday, but something has to be wrong with the scale.
Well, I mean, that was after a big meal, a lot of beer at the pool. So normally it's about 203 these days, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm thinking 233. No, I got another text message that says, my good friend and radio partner does the Grand Canyon games, and he said this kid, Grant Richardson, is the real deal, the left-handed pitcher from Grand Canyon. So a lot of good news there. Let's see. Has Ilias Camardine been cleared yet? Not that I'm aware of. The basketball player from, where's he from?
France.
France, I
Paris.
Think.
Yeah. what could possibly, isn't he the one that was playing the pros, the minors over there?
I don't know.
I don't know academically what it would be. I don't know. That would really be a good
thing. I don't think there's any issues, though, that they're worried about.
Yeah,
I think it's just a time thing.
Yeah, probably so.
That's all I've heard.
I tell you what, I did see there are two high school signees, Tyless Jordan and Patton Pinkins. And, you know, we've always laughed about the sizes of kids, the mm-hmm. way that they're listed and what they actually are. Tyless Jordan, he's listed at 6'9", 220. I'd be interested to see what he's going to be listed in the Ole Miss media guide. He's all of 6'10". This kid really? Is a big old boy. And he's not coming in string bean.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some girth to him. He's got some muscle. And then Patton Pinkins. We got him
Al's
listed
boy.
At 6'5", 170. Nah. I mean, he's lanky, but he's all of 6'5", and he's probably 2'10". He's got some good size. That's Big Al's son. He's not going to be short on cornbread, that's for sure. These are two really good-looking kids on the hoof, so to speak.
That's good. That's good. Glad to hear that. So, injury report. We said last week that Santarin Perkins is running around fully healed from his labrum operation.
That's what I hear.
Back in February.
Yeah.
Which he should be.
Yeah, he's in the weight room, going at it hard.
Yeah.
Nothing's holding back. So it looks like from that labrum surgery that he had, or I don't know what kind of labrum surgery, the different severities of it, but he looks ready to go.
They're all a tough operation as far as the rehab. You got to sleep sitting up and in it, your arm in a sling. They say it's one of the toughest operations, skeletal operation or muscular operations or whatever you want to call it, to get over. That just takes a little longer.
So I don't need to feel sorry for myself with my acid reflux when I have to sit up a little bit when I sleep.
I would hate to see your medicine cabinet.
It's full.
I've never seen a bigger hypochondriac in my life. You know, dear listeners, Yancey's had every kind of cancer known to man.
Hey, that's why half of my friends are doctors for a reason.
Every time he sniffles, he's got throat cancer. And, you know, anyway. Okay, and other injuries, this Richardson kid.
Yeah. He had Tommy John last summer in June, early June. And from what I've heard from, you know, sources is that he's ahead of schedule and looks ready to go. And I don't know if he's going to be throwing full go in the fall ball. I think now what we're on month 12 since his surgery, I don't know the schedule. Maybe throws lightly. He's not playing any summer ball now. Chucky, they don't send their players out to play summer ball because other guys, other teams, if you start blowing up in the summer ball, they're going to want to sign you, right? So they keep everybody at home except for a select few. But he's not in summer ball. He's here. He's training. I think he's going to be raring to go in the fall.
Another thing about the summer ball, I think a lot of times these kids go off and they get overused.
No doubt.
And when they come back in September or whatever, back to school, they're worn out and fall, and they fall apart in fall ball. I'm not a big fan of the summer league stuff.
They need some time
except
off.
For hitters, you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
But pitchers, I am not a fan of summer ball.
Any of them.
Yeah. Wasn't Will Libert, or is it Libert or Libert? The left-handed pitcher from Missouri, he had some injury issues, but I think he's been cleared too.
His actually came out of high school, and he tore his UCL. I mean, doesn't this seem like a common theme everywhere, Chuck? Mm-hmm. Out of high school, then he sat out his freshman year at Missouri, and then he pitched last year, and he's fully go.
All right. We're coming up against the break again. We got Matt McLaughlin, Ole Miss Senior Associate AD for Strategy and Capital Management, coming on. We're going to get a little deeper into the rev sharing and the Grove Collective and how they work together and all that good junk. We'll be right back on these important messages from our sponsors on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All All right, welcome back to the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tires, serving you since 1929 with 54 locations across six states. Gateway Tire, we go the distance for you. What a great company by an Oxford man, Mr. Bob Dunlap. All right, we've got Matt McLaughlin, Ole Miss Senior Associate AD for Strategy and Capital Management. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well, guys. How you doing?
Good, brother. Thanks for being on, and I hope we can make some sense out of this revenue sharing and how they work together hand-in-hand with the collective and all that good stuff. First of all, are you guys glad to see revenue sharing, or is it just something that you're just going to have to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, we were excited and for it, obviously. I think this era for Ole Miss Athletics over the past 4 years has been extremely good. I think we have used it as well as anybody in the country has. With that, I mean, obviously we needed to get a little bit of, just get it back on the rails a little bit in college athletics. I think this is going to be a good thing for college sports overall, and we're certainly committed to making it work, but obviously look forward to continue working with Walker and the collective. And we will adapt and find innovative practices to excel in this model as well. But yes, overall, I think this is good for college athletics.
Matt, what I don't understand is this clearinghouse thing for the collectives. A $600 limit or minimum or whatever. I mean, I don't understand it at all. Can you delve into that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So NIL deals, $600 or above will have to be submitted to the clearinghouse for review. And then they have a very thorough and it's complicated, but very thorough evaluation process in which they'll evaluate those deals. And it'll fall within the range of compensation that they deem to be the market value type. But anything 600 or less does not have to go to the clearinghouse, but 600 above or more will go to it. And then from there, it's a process. But so far, we're very optimistic of how the internal process is working so far with Deloitte and the NIL Go platform.
That seems I don't know, man, like somebody in a big market versus somebody in a small market, would there be any disadvantages for someone in Oxford versus, say, someone in Louisville or
L.A., Miami?
Yeah, big markets.
Certainly a question that comes up, and it's a great question. It's something we asked repeatedly. And so what I would counter to that is just, for us, Ole Miss Athletics in this town are so in sync, right? Not only just financially, but the growth of the city, the growth of the institution. L.A. is going to move on with or without those schools, right? L.A. is going to continue to move at such a high pace. I would argue that our athletes are more valuable in Oxford than any athlete is in L.A. Let's take out, a Heisman Trophy winner from a few years ago or somebody like that. But obviously it's something we've talked a lot about, but what we have been assured is that a lot of the brand name value, obviously how good the athlete is, their social following, what they're doing in the community, the brand they play for, the conference they play for, all of that matters. So far, I mean, obviously we haven't seen anything that would suggest we're at a competitive disadvantage, but it's something we're certainly, going to monitor very closely.
Matt, and I know this is Yancey Porter, by the way. Thank you for coming on the show, and always enjoy listening to you announce the Ole Miss baseball games, by the way.
Sorry you had to listen to that, Yancey, but yeah, I appreciate it.
No, you do a great job. You do a great job. Our host, Gary Darby's out tonight, or he would love to be having some fun with you tonight as well. But how quickly do you think it's going to take when the first student athlete is, say, hypothetically speaking, they want to go to brand X for school Y, and the committee says, no, that $100,000 NIL deal is rejected because we don't think you're valued at that for that type of business, before they, player X, sues the committee about it, and then it's back in courts, and what are the prospects or the percentage, not maybe percentage, is there a good possibility that the NCAA says we're going to have to suspend this committee and it's back to where we are now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's a question that gets brought up a lot. It's, again, a good question, one that we'll obviously are tracking very closely. There is a very extensive process a student-athlete would go through before you would get to that step. So I don't think that's like the next thing. If a deal is submitted and it comes back as outside the range of compensation, I don't think that'll be the immediate reaction of the student-athlete. Now, obviously, that's on us to make sure that we articulate the options that they have in front of them. And I think the answer overall from the NIL marketplace and Deloitte and all them is they want the student athletes to have opportunities, right? They want them to go find these deals, and they want these businesses to align with them. So I do think, I mean, obviously what we've learned in this entire process is further litigation seems inevitable, but we are confident in just the steps that would have to happen before I think we would arrive at something like that. But certainly, again, hypothetically, you know, as you mentioned, it's certainly possible and something that we're going to keep an eye on. But with our student athletes, and I think there's a lot of buy-in from the Power Four conferences as well to make this model work. And if you have that buy-in, I think it's really up to us to continue educating our student athletes on how best to navigate it. And again, they have a ton of new opportunities for them. NIL will still exist and still be very prominent aspect of all of that. But I do think there's going to be a lot of other great benefits, scholarships, revenue sharing, all of that stuff that will continue to be great benefits to them in the future.
Matt, can schools allocate different amounts of rev sharing to different sports? Just to say, for instance, out of the $20.5 million, let's say Duke wants to give their basketball team $15 million of that. And you know, kind of slight football and baseball and the other sports. Can they do that, or is there percentages set up for each sport?
There's flexibility within each institution. I think Manny Diaz would probably take grave offense to Duke basketball putting that amount of money into rep share, but certainly each institution is unique in its own right, and they have, you know, we have sports here. Baseball, for example, is incredibly popular. It is not incredibly popular at every institution, right? So I think every Oklahoma softball, obviously a different animal than most. So yeah, they'll have some flexibility within their revenue sharing number to allocate as they see fit. And I think that's a work in progress for every school. We went through a pretty exhaustive process on our end, I imagine everyone else, and talking to people around the country throughout the last 6, 7, 8 months, they've done the same thing. So not an easy process to go through, but certainly have the flexibility to do what makes sense for your institution.
Are you trying to set up some guideline percentages for each sport here? Let's just say, you know, 62% for the football team, 15 for men's. You know, are you trying to do that, or are you just playing it by ear as you go?
Yeah, well, the way I've looked at the cap is it is a living and breathing thing, right? It's not a stagnant thing, but we do set budgets. We are going to set budgets for our revenue sharing sports. But obviously, you know, it'll ebb and flow and continue to evolve as we get further and further into this process. But yeah, we'll set some budgets, so to speak. And I guess that's where the cap management comes into play in my job description. So, but from there, yeah, we'll continue to evolve with how this process continues to change. But to answer your question directly, yeah, we'll set some budgets for our rev share sports.
So you made an interesting point there. A school like Ole Miss, where baseball is so important, right? And then you've got other institutions where maybe like Duke, where baseball, even though they're having, you know, incredible success on the field, it's not near as important, right? Whereas basketball is so important to Duke, where it might not be at a traditional football school. So with Ole Miss uniqueness of baseball, how much of a play does that come into how much you decide to give the pie to baseball, because it is so important to Ole Miss?
Yeah, I mean, for us too, you know, baseball obviously generates a ton of revenue. So that obviously plays into a factor as we're going through the process. And, you know, part of it is, hey, this is kind of who we are as an athletic department. And so we look at those things, how much revenue they're driving, popularity, all of those things, right? And you bake it in, and then you try to get a sense of where the market is around the country, and you want to be really competitive within that market, right? So baseball is obviously really important to us here, as is all of our sports too. And I do want to say, you know, we are committed to winning at the highest level in every sport. And so that is the best part about this job, right? Getting to work with Keith, our chancellor, our entire Ole Miss Athletics Foundation, who's played a huge role in the success here like, we want to win at a high level in every sport. And so to me, you have different parameters within each sport. Baseball obviously will have a certain parameters to play in, but we want to compete and find innovative practices and ways to compete at every sport too. So not to, you know, I'm a baseball guy, so obviously, you know, I would throw all the kitchen sink, right, at baseball.
Sure.
But, all 20 and a half million to baseball. But I think I would lose my job.
I think you would too.
So Matt.
I do want to reiterate, like, we want to be competitive in everything.
And is
we
that have, realistic?
The last 5 years. I think so. You know, Chuck, I think, not to sound, you know, too much like a bumper sticker here, but I think you're really only limited to your imagination and I use the term innovation all the time, and I probably heard me say it 20 times since I've been on this call. I just think you got to find the angle that makes that sport give it that competitive edge that it needs to overcome whatever limitations it's dealing with. And so that's been my favorite thing about working at Ole Miss the past 13 years, man. I never like to use the term, you know, fish in a big fish in a pond. Like, we are a huge fish in a huge ocean, but we got some big old fish that we're swimming around with too. And we found a way and use this time to find our competitive edge against the country. So I'll take us over anybody any day to find whatever it is to make us gain that edge.
Matt, piggybacking off of that a little bit, for the sports, when you're dividing that revenue sharing pie, which you know is $20.5 million, right, to keep the other sports competitive, how important is the NIL to be able to offset of maybe, you know, hypothetically speaking, if a sport's not getting enough money in the revenue sharing for that NIL to offset it? And have y'all already worked to get those parameters?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's an area that is still going to be a very big competitive battleground. And, you know, for us, luckily, from the jump, we've been in such alignment from the top down, from the chancellor to Keith to obviously William getting it going to Walker now. And I've worked closely with Walker for many years now. I think when my phone rings late at night, my wife usually, like, is it Walker or Keith? And I'm like, okay. So it's usually one of the two. So I've been blessed to kind of be in the ground floor and the development of all this. I'm truly proud of what we've been able to build in that arena, and I fully expect us to continue to evolve and build off the success we've had. But it'll be really important. There's no question about it.
So the way that the structure was beforehand with the NIL to now, you know, most people were given to the collectives and they just kind of like revenue sharing. They divided up to the sports to, you know, where they see fit. Where does it differ now? Can they just give the money that the alums are giving to the collectives and promote it through business? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so moving forward with the new model, you know, the donor major gift money, you guys have run successful businesses, right? You get hit with a $20.5 million liability, you got to come up with $20.5 million in new revenues, right? So I think for us, the donor money, the major givers, as we call them, who get to the Boss Society, for example, you know, a lot of those people have been supporting at a really high level in a lot of places. We want them to call us back to OMAF and to make us sure that we are funding that aspect of it. That said, the corporate involvement, I think the conversations will shift just a little bit differently now. Would your tax deductibility go that way personally? You know, do you have a business? Let's direct that over here. So to me, for us, we got to build out that corporate partnership and that corporate portfolio more than we have now. I think we've done a really good job of that. I think Walker and William and Lauren and Tyler, all of them have done awesome. And obviously we have tried to do everything we can on our end too, but I think that's an area of further development. You mentioned, you know, LA versus Oxford. Well, we will run out of the business. We'll run out of businesses to call on, right, faster than they would in LA. But also, I just think that also gives us an advantage just with how dialed in, our business community is. So hopefully that answered your question, Yance. I got going there. I got kind of.
No, you did. Yeah, exactly.
Was getting out of the track.
It's kind of shifting from the individual to the corporate or the individuals that own businesses, and then you can NIL through there.
We still want people to give to the collective, right? We still want that membership base that is
sure.
Very core to the practice, right? And very core business model moving forward. We need those members to continue to grow to help continue to fund that. But also, you know, finding ways to get more engaged with the corporate partnerships. And again, as I said, kind of bringing back the individual donor major gift money back to the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation.
Gotcha.
Matt, thank you a lot for being with us. That cleared up a lot of stuff for me.
Really
I hope
does.
It did for our listeners as well. And you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you so much again.
We're going to keep we'll keep it going, man. Thanks for all you guys do. And I appreciate the time. And, you know, look forward to seeing you guys around town.
You thank too. Howdy, toddy, my man.
Really Take good care. Stuff there. Really good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm wondering
so,
how.
I mean, I think basically what they're saying is that individual money there that everybody gives to the Grove can go back and supplement the money that's coming out of the athletic department that they're taking out to get that $20.5 million.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Our final segment of the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline for tonight after these wonderful messages from our great sponsors. Hang tight. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Hey, welcome back. Cannon Motors, Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. SEC and Ole Miss News, yep, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins is the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it.
Unless it's coming out of your pocket.
Yeah. Well, and then obviously SEC News, LSU won the World Series again. for the eighth time in their history, second time in 3 years. So Jay Johnson is obviously doing a tremendous job down there, thanks to
Mariucci Bats. With King Mariucci right there as the head athletic trainer.
So. And I'm wondering how that's going to go with the committee. In SEC, in Ole Miss news, Ole Miss baseball team finished 19th in final Baseball America rankings. Ole Miss softball team finished number 7 in the ESPN USA softball rankings. That's a pretty high cotton.
Yeah. I mean, every sport, Chucky. I mean, you know, you look at Ole Miss golf, top 4. Football, what, they finished 11th. I mean, baseball, 19th. They were a little bit better than that, I thought. Softball, 7. I mean, you go at it just about every sport. I mean, it's best year I can remember, that's for sure.
All right, Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. Speaking of the Grove Collective, their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace, which is rapidly changing. Join the collective today to help make an impact with our student athletes who give their all for our flagship university. Yancey?
Yeah, we mentioned a little bit briefly about the portal additions, but one today that committed, St. Louis right-handed pitcher Owen Kelly, was an all A-10 selection. He signed with Ole Miss today. 6'3", 205, finished 4.61 ERA in 80 innings. He was their Friday starter, 78 strikeouts, 29 walks, throws it up to 95, kind of sits around 91, 92. He's got a 40% whiff rate on a slider, and he was the number 22 overall player in the transfer baseball portal rankings by 64 Analytics. For all you baseball junkies out there like me, go to 64 Analytics when you want to follow the portal. Ole Miss baseball also landed a commitment from San Diego State left-handed pitcher, Marco Cipilla. He's 6'4", 205, sat out last year because of Tommy John, sitting around 97, 98, gets it up there in 99 range, which is really, really fast on the left side of the mound. 3.91 ERA, he pitched 71 innings. The year before last, four pitch mix there with the splitter, fastball, slider, and a curveball. 74% strikeout to 25% walk ratio. Really big time player there. And that's San Diego State left-handed pitcher they picked up there. Ole Miss Spirits, Ben Garrett, reported that Ole Miss brought in Tennessee Tech's right-handed closer, Juan Vargas, out of Sunday. The Panama native had a 3.19 ERA this past year in 21 appearances, had 56 strikeouts. Big-time closer prospect for Ole Miss that was the stopper of the year candidate midway through the year. One correction, the San Diego State pitcher is from the right side, not the left side. That brings the total to 6 pitchers they've gotten in the portal so far. 4 pitchers, 2 position players. Softball added a couple portal additions. UConn two-way player Hope Jenkins signed with Ole Miss yesterday, 70 appearances. You know, they lost pretty much all their pitching on the team. She had a 3.9 ERA. And Kentucky shortstop Casey Rasiner signed with Ole Miss last week. She hit 10 home runs on the season.
All right, the Good, Bad, and Ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, or maintenance program, Riverland has you covered. Home or business, as a certified GAF Master Elite contractor, they can offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them at 662-644-4297 or visit their website, riverlandroofing.com. You'll never need another roofer again, and that's the truth. All right, you're good. I'm very happy with the baseball portal players the Rebels have been able to pick up so far. We firmly believe there are more to come. The Rebs have gotten 4 quality pitchers who I've been told by baseball people that know a hell of a lot more than I do, that I trust to be very good additions to the staff. Also, they've gained the service of 2 power-hitting outfielders. There's some major league draft possibilities with a couple of them the Rebs may have to overcome. But if they can hold on to these 6 and add 2 or 3 more, the roster will be set for 2026, and it'll be potent. The Ole Miss football team, for the most part, is on campus and working out, preparing for August practice. and the 2025 season. There have been no academic casualties to this point and no defections. Second semester summer school starts this week, so some of them got a little work to do, but they'll get it done. Bad? It's not bad, but it's disappointing. I was hoping that Campbell Smithwick would hang around for his third year of collegiate ball at Ole Miss. I thought he would have an opportunity to be one of the top hitters for the Rebels next year, but he bolted because he wants to play catcher, and he's not going to beat out Austin Farley next season, in my opinion.
I thought that was great, the news on the football. No academic casualties and nobody left.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys next Monday on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Hotty toddy.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.